Right now, Wisconsin is home to a long and rich agricultural history, and as we enter the spring and summer months, we'll start to see bustling farmers markets pop up all over the place.
We're going to see fresh veggies and fruit along with homemade goods like cheeses and breads, and a growing number of those crops are coming from farms owned and operated by women in Wisconsin.
Joining us now to talk about women and farming is Lisa Kivirst. She's the author of Soil Sisters, a toolkit for women farmers, and she's the owner of In Serendipity Farm and Bed and Breakfast outside of Monroe. Lisa, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, thanks so much.
Well, are you seeing a rise in interest in farming among women in Wisconsin?
You bet. It's actually national that the number of women-owned farms is growing. Here in Wisconsin, we've increased over 25% in the last 15 years. And that growth is really stemming from women who are starting very locally focused, sustainably minded operations that really want to get healthy, fresh food into our communities.
Right. That's a trend we've seen in a lot of newer farms, I think. Not so much necessarily the larger scale commodity style farming, but a lot of maybe smaller, maybe a boutique, some people call it, or niche, but smaller and more sustainable efforts.
You bet. You bet. It's women who want to get their hands back in the soil and good food back in our communities.
Among the women you know in farming, is the story usually they grew up in a farm family, they're returning to their family farm, or is this people maybe with no farming at all in their background?
You know, it crosses the gamut. These increases in women-owned farms is coming in many cases from women in their 40s and 50s that I write about in the Soil Sisters book and call encore farmers, of women who are coming from a variety of different careers, from corporate cubicles to finance to other, but are making a decision to really follow their dream of owning a farm. So you see that, but then on the flip side, you also see women returning to family land and coming to it with conservation in mind and wanting to steward the land and steward it for future generations to keep farming here in Wisconsin.
Let's talk about those first-time farmers. I think one thing that everybody, I think, knows about farming is that it's not easy. It's not for everyone. For that first-time farmer, men or women, what are some of the challenges that they face to get into it?
Well, there's a number of challenges. One, of course, is land access and having the finance and capital to get started. We're fortunate here, particularly in Wisconsin, as MOSES, the Midwest Organic Sustainable Education Service, is based here, which is the hub of organic farming information. I work with them and direct our women farmer training program. So there's a lot of good resources like that to access, of both connecting with other farmers and getting mentors, so you don't have to do it alone, and you don't have to necessarily make the same mistakes we all made in the beginning. But the information is really in a plethora state right now, and that's different than it was 10, 20 years ago, pre-internet, pre-organizations like MOSES. So it's a good time to get started.
Are there any particular barriers facing women who want to go into farming?
Historically, there definitely have been, to the point that there is currently a class action claim settlement on behalf of women, who've been denied farm loans, for example, in the past, going into the Farm Service Agency office and denied loans based on gender. But to the USDA's credit, they've really embraced that challenge and are very open to working with women and other minority farmer groups to help access the resources that are available. But for women, in many cases, the best spot of information is other women. That's what our MOSES programming is based on. And the Soil Sisters book is written very on that collaborative spirit. So there's a lot of sharing of information. There's a lot of connection of resources and things and information that women need access to. For example, one area is ergonomics. I have to explain to everybody that women are built differently than men. You know, but when you look at it from a farming perspective, we carry our strength in our lower half versus our upper half that men do. We're generally shorter, you know, and a lot of the equipment, particularly the larger scale tractor type equipment, isn't built for women. So things are changing slowly, but are improving to better help women farm healthy longer.
Is the equipment starting to change to match this rising number of women in farming?
Not fast enough, in my opinion, but it is. It is. There are increasingly tools. There's a company out in Pennsylvania, Green Heron Tools, that is redesigning hand tools for women ergonomics. And it turns out the first thing that women farmers wanted when they surveyed us is a good shovel. So it's having the tools that let us really access the soil and do it in an ergonomically sound way.
How about business planning for new farmers, women farmers, and otherwise? Farming is, of course, a small business. How can people know if they're going, especially into a particular sector, a particular niche, that there are going to be people out there to buy their stuff?
Sure, sure. That's a challenge for any farm. But what you particularly see amongst women farmers is diversification. And part of that, I think, comes from our natural tendency as women to be creative and do a lot of different things. But that's where you see multiple businesses from one farmstead, like we have here at our farm in Serendipity. We run a farm stay, we do workshops and tours, and that's where you see the whole growth of the farm-to-table dinner movement and pizza farms and doing value-added product and crafts. And that really strengthens any farmer's business plan. But again, you particularly see that amongst women, of having a lot of different things going on, and that strengthens the bottom line.
We're talking to Lisa Kivrist. She's the author of the book Soil Sisters, a toolkit for women farmers. She's the owner of In Serendipity Farm and Bed and Breakfast outside of Monroe. And she's talking about women in farming, a rising number of women farmers in Wisconsin and around the country.
And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a woman in farming? How did you get into farming? And has your farm been in your family for generations? Or are you maybe more of a newcomer? Call right now at 800-642-1234.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. And we're continuing our conversation now about women and farming in Wisconsin with Lisa Kivrist. She's the author of Soil Sisters, a toolkit for women farmers. She also takes a particular interest in encouraging women to become farmers.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you're a woman in farming who's not actively farming right now, give a call. Tell us your story, why you got into farming, and what your operation is all about. Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Lisa, I was hoping you could share a couple of stories of women in farming in Wisconsin. Give us an idea of the kind of variety that's out there.
Sure, sure. There definitely is a lot of creativity out in the fields there. A couple folks actually close here in my Wisconsin Green County area is Chris Marion at Circle M Farm in Blanchardville. She runs a diversified CSA, has a lot of sheep, and as many folks do sometimes when your kids fledge, you've got some extra room in the farmhouse. So she started a farm stay bed and breakfast last year and offers some really unique on-farm experiences for her guests. And then a little bit north of me in New Glarus, Lori Stern and Leanne Power are new to farming, so they kind of fit that encore farming mold of women coming into farming with different careers behind them. But they started Lucky Dog Farm Stay and do goats and chickens and have converted the barn into a yoga studio and now also diversified into running a small cafe and restaurant in New Glarus, Cow and Quince. So actually, if folks are interested in meeting some of my local farmhood, we have an annual weekend here, the first weekend in August, 5th through 7th, called Soil Sisters, a Celebration of Wisconsin Farms and Rural Life, with over 20 women-owned farms in our Green County area for tours and workshops and different culinary events. So you'll really see that diversification hands-on, and come on down.
Yeah, you mentioned diversification earlier in those examples you gave. Really, they're finding different ways to make use of their farm, of their land. To use the corporate term, a synergy. Is that something that a lot of women who go into farming are looking for? Different ways? If they do blank, they can also do blank?
Synergy is a great word. And, you know, that's really nothing new when it comes to women on farms. Mm-hmm. We've been doing this for generations. We've been always very resourceful and making do and using up and getting creative. So right now it's just a time to do that as a business. You see a lot of women, for example, also doing cottage food enterprises here in Wisconsin under our pickle bill. And I write about that in my Homemade for Sale book out last year of how folks can get businesses started in a home kitchen. So you see women like Erin Schneider's featured in the book. She runs Laval Farm up by Reedsburg, and she cans her abundance all summer long, pickles, beets, relish, and then sells that during the winter months at different winter markets and bazaars. So that not only diversifies her income sources, but stretches it out year-round, particularly that winter months where it's not as easy to grow here in Wisconsin.
And you mentioned that a lot of women in farming in the state are doing sustainable, maybe even organic farming. What kind of things do they need to know as they get into that? What resources are out there to help, especially with those sustainability issues?
Sure. Well, Moses is a great resource for that, for all things organic and organic certification. We have a special workshop series for women starting in June called In Her Boots, and we'll be doing one actually June 3rd. I'm more on grazing and small-scale livestock. But to go the organic route and to be certified, there are specific standards and the regulations that folks need to follow. But the best first step is to get out and see other farms, and particularly other women-owned farms, and see how they transitioned their land. What did they need to do? What kind of buffers did they need? How did they work with their neighbors? What did they do for cover crops, et cetera? So every landscape's different, but there are a lot of common themes to learn from, particularly women who have been there before you.
We've heard on the show over the last few years this idea that there's a demographic problem in farming in Wisconsin. A lot of farmers aging out, and maybe where it used to be their family members, the next generation would take it up, their kids are leaving the farms. Are you seeing women farmers picking up that slack, maybe taking up those farm operations that would have been left without an owner?
Yes, that's what really gets me jazzed, is you see this amazing crop of new women, particularly women even right out of school in their 20s, who are committed to careers in sustainable agriculture. And unlike myself, you know, that needed some wandering along the way and some little career crises to get here, it's very inspiring to see women that are doing it from the get-go and doing it right and are committed to stewarding the land for the long term. We definitely need more, that's for sure. But there definitely is a strong pulse of younger women who are bringing innovation into farming. And it's not same old, same old. It's not, you know, bigger is better, but it's talking about quality and talking about how we can really care for the land.
Are you seeing a turnover, Lisa, in the sense that, you know, today's new woman farmer in 10 years is the mentor for the next batch of women farmers?
Oh, you definitely see that. There was even a study out of University of Wisconsin a couple years ago looking at Wisconsin women farmers, but it'd be the same throughout the country, and where we go to for information. And hands down, big surprise, we go to each other. We go to other farmers. And that's really the spirit that you see behind this women farmer movement here in Wisconsin, is we're not in it alone. And there's always people to ask questions, and there's women throughout the state now, and we have a whole network going on through Moses of local networks of women in agriculture. And we have a vibrant one here in the Greene County Women in Sustainable Agriculture, and it runs the gamut. It's both women who are farming as businesses, but enthusiastic gardeners and supporters of local food. And I think every new woman farmer was an enthusiastic gardener once, so there's a good bridge there, too, to help women go from, hey, this is my hobby, this is my garden, to, wait a minute, this could be a viable business for me.
Lisa, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Lisa Kiverst is the author of the book Soil Sisters, a toolkit for women farmers. She's the owner of Inn Serendipity Farm and Bed and Breakfast outside of Monroe. She joined us to talk about women going into farming here in Wisconsin.
Coming up after the news, we look at how the Forest County Potawatomi Tribe will use a national grant to manage bat populations in northern Wisconsin.
And don't forget, it is our spring membership drive, a chance for you to support these great conversations with your pledge right now of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Farah. There's more to come on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.